Om Shanti. I think many of you have been here since the last some days, and have in fact been waiting to meet you. Why? Because I love you. But there have been some constraints. The medical advice was that I should take some rest. Perhaps they didn't know that I am always in rest. I was not restless at any point of time. Baba says, this drama is accurate. Everything is accurate. So whatever has been happening is very accurate. I have been very, very happy under all these circumstances. There has been no problem at all. There has sometimes been problem with the body. I have been trying to cope with it. But it didn't feel anything. It is Baba's grace. I never felt any pain or inconvenience or something because I am under Baba's protection. So it is not that I have not been able to meet you for some other reasons, but there was pressure on me that I should not. So I said, okay, I have to obey, you know, sometimes. Now when I meet you all, I am so happy, so happy. My heart's player is jumping with happiness. I am sitting in this sofa, but my heart is jumping. If there is a heart specialist, he would immediately ask me to get hospitalized. Because if the heart is jumping, then there is something dangerous perhaps. Mama used to say, perhaps you are aware or not aware, in those early days, first Mama gave the murli. After that, Baba came and he gave the murli. Now one day, Mama said, we were sitting here in meditation. Our eyes were open. If someone who does not know what is meditation or our system of meditation, seeing our eyes open and the way we are sitting, he won't be able to understand that we are in meditation. But we were sitting in meditation. And though we are sitting in meditation, yet we were not sitting. We were in fact marching. You know, it is a pilgrimage. Pilgrimage of the soul to the soul world. So, we were marching. But the person would think that we were sitting, isn't it? So she gave this interpretation, that our meditation is a kind of pilgrimage and we were not sitting, but we were marching. Then Baba came and he gave his own version. What would he have said? Can you imagine? So both were correct in their own place. So here also. Now, one thing which I want to touch in this evening class is that Baba has been saying so many things, very, very important, very, very significant, which are of great value for our progress. During the last so many sessions, in Avyakta Murlis, Baba has been giving us so many hints how we can make our progress. How can we rapidly move towards our goal? In one of the Murlis, I think about 2 months ago, he said that we have to become Jivan Mukta within these 6 months. Whatever be the circumstances we have to face, whatever the problems, never mind, we have to be free from anger, from malice, from jealousy, from hatred, from negative things, wastage of thoughts, leakage of thoughts, within these 6 months. Now, is that possible? Within 6 months? Is this period not small? Is this task not difficult and great? Within 6 months, to get rid of all our negativities, our shortcomings, and whatever is not good in us. Is it easy? How to do it? But since Baba said that you should do it within 6 months, it means it is possible. Baba would not tell us, say, things which we cannot do. He knows our capacity better than we do. What are our shortcomings and what kind of ability we have? So, he must have said this because it is possible to do it within 6 months. Now, how is it possible? What efforts we have to make for this? For one thing, you should just apply your mind to it. The question is not that whatever shortcomings or negativities we have of this life, but of many lives before. Baba says that you have been body conscious for 63 lives. And during this period of 63 lives, you have been doing so many bad things, which you should not have done. You have been committing sins. So this has led to your downfall. So much so that you have almost no virtues left. Though previously when you began your part, your role in this world drama, at that time you did have all the virtues to the fullest degree, 16 full degrees. But now almost nothing. That has been our fate. So that means that we have to get rid of all that. Not of this life, of 63 lives. To get rid of all this within 6 months. Just imagine how tremendous the task is. What to do? How can it be done? Many sisters and brothers think, at least it is not for me. Others, such and such may be able to do it. Perhaps some of the dadis or some senior sisters and brothers or some others in our center, wherever you be located, they perhaps can do it. But I am different sort. People do not know what kind of a person I am. I cannot wash myself of all these blots and blemishes. They think like that, you see. Maybe that they are correct. Maybe they are wrong, you see. That is for us to decide. So sometimes it so happens, it is partly correct, partly wrong. Maybe it's not that it is fully correct or fully wrong, but maybe it is partly correct or partly wrong. Now what's to be done? I find personally from my experience over a number of years, now it's about 50 years I have been here in Gyan. I joined the institution in 1952. One or two more years are left. Then it will be completely 50 years. But now maybe 48 or so, you have to calculate. I am a bit weakling in mathematics, you see. But near about this much period has passed. And my experience is, it is humanly impossible. It is humanly impossible. I have yet to see a human soul who can conquer all these. Absolutely, fully, 100%. Then why I am here if I can't do it? Listening to Baba. Can't I tell Baba, Baba, you tell me something different? To me it seems that it is not possible, you see. Haven't I got the courage enough to say it to my seniors or someone that it is impossible? No, but it is possible. It is impossible, but it is also possible. Baba says impossible sometimes becomes possible, you see. Now, how can it become possible? If you make the efforts, you wake up the whole night and practice meditation, day after day, month after month, year after year, and you think that deep meditation, intense meditation, will root out all the negativities and it is possible, I will say no. Try your best. After some days you will feel tired, fatigued. You will say, I can't do it. To wake up every day, you see, why not sleep better today? Let me have a sound sleep. I am Baba's child and the father is always happy to see his children sleeping. He does not want his children to miss the sleep. So what kind of Baba he is, he wants me to miss my sleep, you see. Not that. What should I do? What is the way? I listen to the experiences of so many people, senior to me, who have been for many more years than I have been. They have more experience, more mature, and they are well advanced. They inspire so many others, I know, and I feel they are very good. But, and it is a but with B capital, you see. It's very, very difficult, I tell you. There is only one possibility, only one possibility, which I find from my experience. There is no other way. You may remain busy with Baba's service all the time. You may just meditate as much as you like. You observe Shrimad fully. There will be lapses. You will be able to do it for some time. But then again you will become slack because Maya is such subtle. You know, and as I told you, the past is with us, the 63 lives. We are carrying a heavy load on us. How can we get rid of it all alone? It is deeply ingrained in us. Those who have done the hypnotic regression in order to know why people have some phobias, certain fears which have no foundation in their this present life and so on, they find that in the 6th, 7th, 8th or 10th life in the past, they had seen this and that is still there in their mind. And that is why they have those phobias. Someone is scared, afraid of going into the water. The water is only knee deep, just 3 feet or so. And the person thinks, no, I won't. I may get drowned. How can you get drowned in 3 feet deep water? Maybe in one of his lives he got drowned, you see. And that fear is still lurking in a corner of his mind. And that makes him feel afraid. Even he does not know where from it came. if he does not know, how can he eradicate it, remove it from his mind? This is one thing. There are so many other things deep down in our mind, very deeply ingrained. You see, what is to be done? Unless and until you seek the help of Baba, the most merciful, the most kind, the most loving, one who is always ready to help us, on our own, we alone cannot do it. Baba's help is essential. We are in such a whirlpool that we can't get out of it. You must have heard of the experience of persons who got caught up in quagmire, in marshy area, and they went down and down. The more effort they made, they went down, more down. They couldn't get themselves out. This happened with me. I once got caught up in quagmire, and the quagmire came up to here. Only this much portion was out of it. And I would press to get out. The more I will press, the more down I will get. You see. Oh God, I said, you see, only this much is left. Are you seeing? Are you not seeing? You see. I told him, are you seeing or you are not seeing? And suddenly, I did like that. You see. Nobody had taught me because they don't teach you all these things. They did not know that you are foolish enough and you will get caught up in the quagmire. You see. Somehow, is a big story how I got it. You see. But that day I was saved because Baba had to take some work from me. Baba said, my dear child, where are you going? Stop, you see. So, he stopped the whole thing. I put my legs up instead of pressing them down. And my hands like this, rather than like this. And there was some kind of a grass and a little bit dry piece of land. Then, slowly, I did like that. Ultimately, I got out. You see. And when I went back to the hostel, I was studying at that time, I went back to the hostel, all quagmire, you see. They thought that there is a ghost come, you see. You see. Where from he has come? They all were surprised, you see. I was carrying some kind of a lota, what would you call it? Some kind of a metallic pot with me. That also had gone inside. My chappals, shoes, they also got me inside, you see. So, but I was saved. God is our savior, they say. He is savior. Similarly, from that experience and from the spiritual experience I have, that unless and until we surrender ourselves fully to Baba, self-surrender is the only way. Unless and until you surrender yourself completely, you cannot get completely rid of your ego. Oh my Lord, ego is so deep, you see. It won't let you free. No, you can't get out. You may learn so many lessons on humility, cooperation, so on and so forth, but this ego, you see, very bad ego. I, everyone wants power. Some of the people have said that man is for power, you see. He wants power. Others say that man is for money. He wants income, wealth, you see. Vitamin M, as they say. And others say for other reasons, that man is utterly selfish. They have given different interpretations of the nature of man, what man is. But they do not know the nature of the man as it was in the beginning of the Golden Age. how it got transformed from all this to that. That man became a deity from an ordinary human being, a very bad man, bad human being, into a very, very noble, very, very pure, see, human being. How? Without the help of the father, most beloved father, Shiv Baba, it's not possible. Anyone who is himself tied to a tree, his both hands have been tied, how can he liberate another one? Someone else is crying, can you help me? Can you help me to loosen the grip of this rope which is tying my arms, you see, my hands? He says, but can't you see that I am myself also caught up? I am also tied. So they cannot liberate. All the human beings, whosoever, I say without any exception, including me, he, she, they, everyone, no one can liberate anyone. Only God is the liberator. That is why he has to come. Shiv Baba is the liberator. He is almighty. Maya is very powerful, but Shiv Baba is the most powerful. Only when you get help from him, then only it is possible for you to get liberated. What you say of 6 months, you can get liberated even within 6 days. The question is how you surrender yourself to Baba. What is the quality of your surrender? Is it that you partly surrender and partly not surrender? Is it that when you surrender, you have some desires that by surrendering you will have this benefit, that privilege, and so on and so forth? It is not surrender. Surrender means what? I have nothing. I am the poorest in this world. I am the sinner, the most vilest sinner. My Lord, my Father, O God, perhaps there is no other bad man like me. But now I come and take your shelter. From today, from this very moment, I completely surrender myself to you. Do whatever you like, but liberate me from all this. So then the process starts. Then my process started, you see. So I am here today. However fast the process was or wasn't, but it is because of His grace, unforgettable experience of Baba's help, how it has been coming through all these 50 years, under what circumstances He has been helping us. When the situations were very provocative, very irritating, very tempting, and so on, His protection has been there. He has been so kind, so loving, so graceful. It is unforgettable. We can't forget, you see. So if we want to have that kind of experience, and we want to have that kind of purification, and want to get rid of all these negativities, that is the only way. You might have heard in the Murlis the example of Ajamal. I hope many of you have heard this name, Ajamal. It comes in Baba's Murlis, Ajamal. It's a Puranic story, a story in Indian legends, you see. Mythological stories. They are called Purans. Ajamil. Most vilest sinner he was. Most of the time he was in the flats of the prostitutes. He had raped so many ladies. The bad man, the worst man, you see. Could anybody expect of such a person to become a saint, to get liberated? No. No. But the story says that ultimately he got liberated. How he got liberated? Because he said, he remembered God. He went into he surrendered himself to Him. So self-surrender is the only way. To my experience, knowledge is there, meditation is okay, having the divine qualities or virtues is fine, doing service is really great. All these have their own values. Do them as much as you can, you see. But Maya is sitting everywhere. I have seen people doing service, but they want some of them name and fame. They want people to appreciate, to clap, and give them garlands, offer them flowers, bring them onto the stage, and tell that they are very good people, big people, so on and so forth. Their desire is there. Service? Is it service? You see. Service means service. It is no service. Similarly, I talk to you about other subjects. Maya is sitting everywhere, as I said. You sit in meditation, try to remember Baba. So, the other day also in the Murli, Baba said, you will try to remember Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, and the person with whom you have the attachment, he will come in the place of Brahma Baba. Attachment. What is this? One of the forms of Maya, isn't it? So in meditation also, in the meditation room, or when you practice meditation, Maya is there. Everywhere Maya is there, you see. Baba said Maya is omnipresent. God is not omnipresent. He has said it a number of times. So the only alternative, not one of the alternatives, the alternative. And I would say, in order to put more emphasis, I hug you, I kiss you, I love you. You are mine, you see. That is what Baba used to do, you see. So this is what Baba said, because I have seen it, you see, how Sakar Baba did. And this is the reality. He will never use this word infinite number of times, fail you. When others leave you in the lurch, they don't help you in the time of need. All your friends, all your relatives, all your advisors. There are so many advisors and consultants. In India, we have free consultants. You know, almost everyone is a free consultant here. They give you advice on every matter. People would come to me, Jagdish bhai, you take this medicine. You see. Then you will be all right. Others will say, take this juice. You will be all right. Everyone will come with a piece of advice. Free consultants. You have not to pay anything. You have only to get it, you see. Because they do free service. You see, that kind of thing. So, the only way, remember this, the only way. I once saw an exhibition, and the very first painting, which was there, at the start of the exhibition was, a person having a big nail, so big, putting it here, nail, and hammering it into the head of the person. You see, that nail, into the head of the person. I said, why he is doing this? Why he is doing this? It means, I want to push it into your head. You see, through the nail, I want to punch it. And with the hammer, let it go into your brain. See. So I say, remember this. When one day Jagdish Bhai met in the evening, what date it was? 14th of January. You see. And he said, my dear sisters and brothers, Deer is actually a word which does not have so much of charm. You see. Because you are so dear, the word dear is very, what should I say? It does not convey it properly. The love I have for you. Dear. They say everyone is dear. Yes, dear, no doubt. But something more, you see, much more.
What do they mean? Hindi mein kya kehte hain?
Priyavar. Very, very dear. I have affection for you. Profound love for you. You see. You are in my heart. I can't forget you. You see. Near and dear to me, they say. Because dear is not enough, then they say near and dear. And so on. So, he said, put it into your head, sisters and brothers. Every point is important. But this point is no less important. You must surrender. Must surrender. Then you will be free from all worry, from all anxiety. Don't worry. Then Baba takes care of you. So a very important verse in the Gita says, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraj. You leave everything to me. Come, surrender yourself to me. Aham tva sarva pape bhya mokshishyami mashuch. I will liberate you. I assure you. Are you listening? Arjuna, I say, I will liberate you. I promise. God's promise never is empty. It doesn't go waste. It never fails you. Sarva pape bhya mokshishyami. I will liberate you from all the sins. Not the sins of this life, but all the 63 lives, I will liberate you from that. Ma shucha. In the end he says, don't worry. Don't worry. It's really great of him. When a person has so many problems, and he feels that he is unequal to those, to face those problems, then if someone says, go and sleep. I take care of it. I guarantee, you see. And he really does it. How happy that person will feel. He says, Ma Shucha, don't worry. Don't worry. I will liberate you. What did Baba do? Now you will be celebrating his anniversary of his ascension on 18th. What did he do? How is spiritual life started? Surrender all his property, all whatever he had, good or bad, he surrendered. It is not easy to surrender, I say, but you have to make a jump. The process has to start somewhere. If you do that, then only it can be done. It's mentioned in the Bible also. Someone went to Christ. He said, my Lord, I have made a good spiritual progress. He said, okay. Then he said, I have attained this, I have achieved that, and so on and so forth. He said, okay. Then he said, what should I do next? You see. He said, go, sell your shop and house. Give up everything. Come to me. You see. Now this was very difficult for him. He had small kids and this and that thing. He should give up everything and come to Christ, you see. It was not possible for him, as for others, some of them. So he kept silent, bowed his head, and after some time went away. He never showed his face back. Finished. Baba tells us that you should keep your things with me. And just become instrument and so on. So don't worry. You don't think that Jagdish Bhai is telling us the same thing. That when we go back to our country, we also sell everything here, there, and only purchase the ticket and come back to Pandabhur. You see. That's not what I am saying, you see. Because Baba has told us what we are supposed to do. But, surrender. Buses, cars, cash, money, Everything he surrendered. Every person who has made some progress in spirituality, he did it to an extent. And he said this. Shankaracharya also said it. Ko tav bhrata, ko tav mata, ye sab jag ka jhuta nata, bhaj govindam, bhaj govindam. Oh man, you just remember God. You say, she is my mother, he is my brother, so on and so forth. You see, who is your brother? Who is your mother? You have only have in your thoughts these relationships with them. You see, but actually he is your mother and father, actually. So everyone in that state of ecstasy, when one is uplifted, in that enlightening experience, when the soul is flying high, he has this kind of thought, detached, which Baba says become angels, you see, have no bones. Is it possible to have no bones? To have no bones absolutely? This is the way, when you surrender yourself completely to Baba. Surrender, surrender. Lay down your arms. Show the white flag. That is what they do at wartime. In order to have some truce, they do it. So also, we do it. Because otherwise, Maya will not leave you. It will catch you by your neck. It will say, oh, where are you going? You see. Because you are the best customer. And if you are leaving me, you, it seems, are not satisfied. What can I do for you? Maya is not going to leave. You have to leave Maya. Baba generally gives the example of a bird sitting on the branch of a tree and saying to every passerby, liberate me, liberate me, liberate me, like a parrot repeating this, liberate me. Another passerby goes there, liberate me. Then another, liberate me. So one man said, what do you mean? You have the wings. You can fly. So what do you mean by liberating? Only you have to fly, you see. So you are liberated. When we also do this, we are liberated. So 6 months, is not impossible, it is possible, but it depends upon how much in our mind, how deeply, how intensely are we surrendered. What is meditation? Baba said it is a loveful and purposeful remembrance of God. Loveful and purposeful. Remembrance of God is meditation. People have not given this definition of yoga. Loveful remembrance. Some people say, Rama, 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 Rama. You know, like Hare Krishna people. Hare Krishna. Whosoever meet them, Hare Krishna. You see. Once I was in Australia and Sydney, staying with them. Whenever I would explain it to them, anything, God is incorporeal, Hare Krishna, they would say. It means go ahead, yes, you see. Then we have to become pure, Hare Krishna, you see. Every time Hare Krishna. Then there was another person whom we met, he would always say Radhe Radhe. You know Radha Krishna? Radhe Radhe. So, here is the literature we brought for you, Radhe Radhe, you see. You will please find some time to go through this. Radhe, Radhe. He says that. So we were surprised why he says Radhe, Radhe. Ultimately we had to ask him, you don't say Krishna, Krishna. You say Radhe, Radhe. Why? He said, gentlemen, human beings, males are generally very difficult to please. But Radha is easy to please. If we can please Radhe, she will get everything for us from Krishna. So, we worship Radhe, you see. Again, Radhe, Radhe. Like parrot. But we have to, how can we get liberated? This is the way. Okay? Thank you, meeting. Om Shanti.